Tony Abbott's plans to abolish the carbon tax may have to wait at least 9 months after the Labor shadow cabinet agreed to block the bills unless the government moves to an emissions trading scheme next year. Opposition leader Bill Shorten says Labor will seek to amend the government's repeal laws when they are introduced in Parliament later in November. From Canberra, Tom Eagledon reports.
The government's been pressuring Labor to back its legislation to repeal the carbon tax, arguing Tony Abbott's mandate needs to be respected. But after speculation the Labor leader was softening, Bill Shorten and his team have held firm.
Labor will never be a rubber stamp for Tony Abbott. We accept the science of climate change. Tony Abbott doesn't.
Environment Minister Greg Hunt says Bill Shorten's chosen to link himself with one of Julia Gillard's most controversial decisions.
Bill Shorten is voting to keep the carbon tax, but he doesn't have the courage to say so. Mr. Shorten is voting to keep the carbon tax, but just wants to change its name.
Labor's left the door slightly ajar for a repeal, saying it'll move amendments to the Coalition's bills that would replace the carbon tax with an emissions trading scheme, but that'd mean the government would have to drop its long-argued plan to implement its direct action policy.
No credible expert argues that the Coalition's direct action policies will work. Instead, they're Tony Abbott's policies to pay taxpayer money to big polluters.
Electricity Bill is living up to his name. Mr. Shorten will be responsible for Australians paying higher electricity prices.
Opposition environment spokesman Mark Butler says Labor's sticking by all the major elements of the policy it took to the last election, including the plan to link an Australian ETS with Europe's.
Indications from business that international linkage, the ability to trade overseas, is the most effective way for them to work within a capped system, a system with a legislated cap on carbon pollution. So that will be a feature of our amendments.
The opposition's also going to fight attempts by the government to dismantle other aspects of its legacy in the climate change arena.
We will be opposing the abolition of the Climate Change Authority. We oppose this emerging trend by this government to shut down strong independent voices. We think it's important that business and the Australian community get that strong independent advice about a very complex area like climate change, rather than having all of that advice controlled politically, which is clearly what the Abbott government wants to do.
In opposition, Tony Abbott consistently predicted the ALP wouldn't, as he put it, commit suicide twice by backing carbon pricing after losing an election. There's been threats from the Coalition that it'd go to a double dissolution election to get its way. Greg Hunt was asked whether the government's sticking by that threat.
Let's see what the Labor Party actually does in the Parliament. But we will take each step methodically and with complete intention until the carbon tax is repealed.
The makeup of the next Senate means the government's most likely course of action would be to wait until July when new senators are sworn in. With the uncertainty swirling around the WA Senate election, that state could be going back to the polls early next year, potentially setting up another electoral battle over carbon pricing.
I'm not going to start answering hypotheticals about what the issues will be in the next Senate election in West Australia, if there is a next Senate election in West Australia.
That's the opposition leader Bill Shorten, ending Tom Eagledon's report.